Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Hendricks, who's the CEO and chairman of the board of Interface. Dan, you doing okay?
Yeah, how are you, Kemp?
I'm doing well. I wanted to talk to you. You're celebrating a big milestone coming up this weekend. Interface is going to be 40 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, we turn 40 on April 6th. Pretty big milestone for Interface. You know, not a lot of companies really don't make it 40 to 50 years in this world. So that's a big milestone for us. In fact, interestingly, my 30 years is tomorrow with Interface.
That's right.
I'm celebrating a birthday as well.
So you talk about uniqueness. It's also rare that you have a leader that's been in a company that long. I mean, you've been there for all but 10 years, right?
I have been. I actually started auditing Interface in 77, so I've been associated with it for most of my working life, actually.
That's right. Most people probably know that you came through the accounting side of the business and were auditing Interface, and then I guess Ray Anderson really liked you and said, why don't you come over here and be on the team, right?
Yeah, he said, let's build this thing. Let's take it global, and let's create a billion-dollar company in 10 years that's global was sort of the hook that got me into Interface. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride to be with Interface.
And you guys got started in kind of a rough time, didn't you, as far as where the stock market was? The 70s was a tough time to get started, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say the 70s was one of the toughest times to get started, particularly when you're starting up a company that's tied to petrochemical. I don't know if you remember the oil crisis that we had in the 70s. Stock market, it fell almost 45% in that time frame. But Ray had a vision about modular carpet, about carpetile being a better solution, and his team. He fought through that downturn, and you know, when you look back, it made the company a lot stronger because of that.
Yeah, one of the big reasons that you were successful in the early part of your growth was because, you know, I don't know if it was serendipitous or if Ray was a visionary, but the open office plans in the whole corporate environment got started about the same time, and you guys were focused in the perfect product for that, right?
Yeah, Ray did see the vision. He saw the fact that you had to interface. Believe it or not, the reason Interface is called Interface is because you had to interface with open plan systems furniture because they had electricity in them. They had power in them. Flat wire was the medium deliver that electricity, and the carpet tile was the interface between the flat wire and the system's furniture in there. That's how Interface got named.
And actually, that was part of the specification with a lot of these offices, right?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. The open plan office grew and Interface grew with it. Then eventually, it moved outside of what I call the access flooring, the open plan system. As the product became more and more beautiful, designers loved it, and they started putting it pretty much everywhere.
Interface, most people should know this, is the largest producer of modular carpet tile in the world. And I've seen the video that you've done for this 40th anniversary, and you talk about that you want to lead by design, that you actually want to be disruptive. What do you mean by that?
You know, I think that if you look at the world today, a lot of the technology companies and even the banks are trying to track the young generations coming through. And to do that, they want to have a different look, a different feel, be very disruptive in their office. I'm not sure if you've seen sort of the office of the future of the Googles, but their office is all about collaboration. They're not about really open plan, but collaboration, creating amenities within that space. And we think using carpet tile and designing your own floor or design by tile can be very disruptive and very complementary of what's going on in the office today. So we want to lead that. We want to lead the design side of that conversation.
Yeah, the offices of tomorrow, I've seen some of that. When you talked about the open office plan, that had all those panels, and these new offices are even without panels, aren't they?
They are. They have work areas with couches, almost bringing the home into the office. They have places where you can hang around and collaborate. You define the collaboration space, you know, we think very easily with carpet tile. But yeah, you don't have the big open plan offices, the panels. You don't have the walled offices anymore as well. I mean, the office is changing to where they want everybody to interact and collaborate. And they think you get the best answers through collaboration. And we think that our product can play to that very well.
Dan, last time you and I talked, we talked about the fact that you changed your stock trading symbol to tile on NASDAQ, which tells everybody that you really are going to focus in the modular tile business. I mean, that's your core competence, right?
Yeah, we pioneered tile in the 70s. Ray was one of the first to bring it here along with Millikan. And Huga and Benetarpa tile in the 50s, and we acquired them in the 80s. And so we're the inventors of tile. We're the largest player in tile, and it happens to be 100% of our portfolio. And so what we believe is anywhere there's a floor, I mean anywhere in the world, we think we can carpet that with carpet tile. That's a better product for that floor.
That's actually where I was going by asking that question, because I wanted to point out, I did see in that video that you feel like you can carpet any flooring surface with modular tile. You think it's a good fit for almost any application, right?
We do. You can recycle it. It's easy to clean. You got selective replacement. There's less waste. And you can make a beautiful floor with a tile. So you have a lot of design capabilities that you might not necessarily have with Bodmer.
Another thing we talked about last time was around your fire situation in Australia. And you guys are well on your way on getting that put back together, because Australia is your second biggest market, isn't it?
It is. I was just there a couple of weeks ago. We anticipate being up and running sometime in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And it looks really good. And the building is all under one roof. The manufacturing facility will be under one roof. So it will be probably the most efficient plant that we have built today.
Another thing that you've been in the news in lately is you've just announced a relationship with the Buckminster Institute. Tell us what that is and what you're planning to do there.
You know, they came to us. There was an amazing synergy between Ray and Bucky Fuller's legacy. Both of them were highly intelligent, long life learners, and they had this audacity to think that they could really change the world. And Bucky, he was an architect designer who lived during the first 80 years of the last century. He made lots of contributions to design, a lot around sustainability, and he almost has a cult following within the A&D community. So what we've done is we've sponsored a $100,000 investment in the Design Challenge, which closes in the next 2 weeks. And what that is it seeks solutions for the world's biggest problems around sustainability focus.
And Bucky is the guy who invented the geodesic dome, right?
He is. He was a thinker ahead of his time, like Ray, very much a visionary.
Well, Dan, it's great to talk to you. And I just wanted to make sure everybody knew about your 40th anniversary and also your 30th anniversary at the company.
Right. Well, we're excited about it. We look forward to the next 40 years. It's a great time to be at Interface, and hopefully this world will get a little better from a macro standpoint, and we'll get some tailwind here.
Yeah. Actually, talking about winds, since you are a global company, most of us are feeling pretty good about how things are looking. Everything looks pretty good except for Europe, and Europe still seems to have some headwinds in front of it. How are you feeling about the European market?
I would say that. I mean, Europe's a mixed bag. I think the Southern Europe countries are still trying to figure their way through this. I think the UK is also trying to figure it out, what's going on with their austerity programs there. But there are other parts of Europe that are also doing better, Germany, Russia, Scandinavia. So you do have pockets of some strength in Europe. But yeah, Europe overall is, I think, more negative than positive.
Yeah. Well, it's good to talk to you again. I've been talking to Dan Hendricks, who's the CEO and chairman of the board of Interface. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.